Yorkton. If there is one thing that one repeatedly hears in our community, it will be laments about the lack of things to do. Of course, such comments are probably more about there not being the exact thing I want to do right now, than a general lack of local activities, or at least one hopes that is the case. It doesn't take a lot of looking to find some activity almost every evening and weekend in the city, if one is willing to perhaps try something a little different than they are used to. Certainly, if you are interested in sports, either as a fan or participant, the list in Yorkton is about as complete as one might hope. There are the Junior Terriers and U18 Maulers for the fan, not to mention numerous minor hockey and school sports. Participants can take to the cross-country ski trials at Deer Park Golf Course, play badminton and racquetball, pick up basketball, pickleball, shoot some pool, join a curling league or rec hockey team, just use the walking track, or go public skating, and the list goes on. Not into athletic endeavors, well, the list of options is just as long. In the last few weeks, for those with an artistic flair, there have been classes in macrame and felting art, and opportunities to paint. More into music, the Yorkton Arts Council has concerts most months, and there have been shows at the Parlor Barbershop and of course live music at City Limits Inn. And if you like to play, the Yorkton branch of the Royal Canadian Legion and Tap Sport Lounge have both held open mic nights. Add to the already long list of various activities at the Yorkton Public Library, starting of course with grabbing a good book to while away the leisure hours, and extending board game night, Yorkton Film Festival screenings, playing Kaiser, contract bridge or cribbage. In the case of cribbage, there are a few spots in the city which periodically host tournaments of the popular board game. There are also numerous weekend events throughout the year, the Parkland Outdoor Show and the Spring Expo 2 events upcoming soon. Of course, when writing an editorial such as this, it is very likely that more than one local activity open to public participation has been missed, but hopefully this has still been a reasonable reminder of how vibrant and active the community is, and how varied the recreational opportunities. One just needs to head out their front door and investigate the varied options firsthand.